Now, if we were talking about, like, we'd say, today is Saturday, so Friday was, in terms of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, if today is Saturday, then Friday was...
Tomorrow. Yesterday.
And then yeah, this is easy to get turned around.
I know what you're saying.
And then Sunday will be...
The Sabbath.
Well, it'd be the Sabbath, of course, but still in terms of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, Sunday will be...
Tomorrow.
That's a tricky sort of one. Now, if a person was going to come and see you, not this coming Sunday, but the one after that, you'd say they were coming...
Sunday. Next Sunday. Or a Sunday week,
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody, well...
What time is it?
And now, like in the old days, the man would pull out a...
Watch.
And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's...
Between 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might say 7:30, but another way of saying 7:30 would be kind of the older way of saying it might be... Sometimes you use a half with it.
Yes, ma'am. Half past 2 or 3 or whatever
it might
be.
Yeah. That'd be more what they would
say. Yes, ma'am, what they would say. They do that now.
Still say it now?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what about if it was 15 minutes until 8? Another way of saying that would be, instead of saying 15 till 8, would they ever use like the word quarter with it?
Yes, ma'am. Quarter to 8. Quarter to 9. That's whatever the number, the time might be.
Now, if you'd been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite...
Sometime, or for ages, either one.
Quite, yeah. And now you might say, now the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not gonna get such a good one
this year.
And if something happened on, like you were talking about, it was just nearly 4 days. You said in when
like
you got
being home, a year.
Being exactly
a year.
A year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now. On a day like, well, I guess sort of day when it's sort of dark, you might look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And now, on a day when you go out and the sun's shining, you call
hot,
that a
hot.
And if it's in the kind of in the fall and it's not hot, but you like the way it looks, there's no clouds, you say,
it's so pretty, clear.
And if it's the opposite kind of day, kind of like today, you call this kind of a day a
cloudy.
Feel
good too.
It feels good, doesn't
yeah.
it? Oh, yeah. Now, if it's been real pretty and clear, but then the clouds start coming in, it looks like it's going to rain, then you say the weather is
cloudy and it looks bad outside. Well, that's the old way for now. We still say it. Cloud look bad outside.
When it starts
cloudy,
to,
yes,
yeah.
ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets what
when
I call past cloudy.
It starts getting cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now if it's the opposite thing, if it's been real cloudy, but the clouds just start going away, then you say
the clouds are breaking away.
Mm-hmm.
And they break. Now, if it hadn't happened that way, right after the in June the 6th, when we had that terrible tornado here, they were two going to come together, and the clouds hadn't, one, they broke just as they got together, almost together. The wind came and separated them.
Well, the wind blew them apart.
Yes, ma'am, or we would have had another one a week later
on
this end of town, and we did have a light storm, you'd call it. But it would have been something terrible, but the wind got in some way.
And
blew it apart before it got real bad like it did at the north of town. I was